Well, it was Halloween night, so when I came home with a headache from school, I felt really, just tired. I just wanted to lay on the couch and go to sleep. I had a fever. I just really wanted to go to trick-or-treating, but I couldn't go.
The next day, she still wasn't feeling well. Her vision was being affected. I noticed that her eyes didn't look normal to me. Her left eye was severely dilated. I took her to her pediatrician, and they phoned the hospital and said, "You must go immediately. There's something wrong." He noticed that her pressure was extremely high on her brain. He just kept saying high levels of pressure. I did not expect that I would not be going home for 10 days. When I took her into the appointment, I was very concerned, afraid. I did not know what we were up against. I felt like my world stopped. They gave her some medication so that she could get this MRI, which would take a couple of hours, and she could not move. And the medication had an adverse effect. Child Life came, ended up coming with her, and we decided to do it again with no sedation. And she did wonderful, but they stayed with her, they accompanied her, and just reassured her, talked her through it, just to make her feel more comfortable. That was a scary procedure.
I remember when I got into the hospital, I was just really scared.
She had a lot of encouragement through Child Life. When they came and they asked could they come with her to procedures, she lit up. That took a lot of stress off of her and myself. I felt better myself having other people support us when you feel afraid and alone. So they were, it's just an invaluable resource to have at a hospital when you're in a crisis.
I had three Child Life specialists, and they were all really nice. They made my experience better. They would bring me all types of toys to play with. There was this one girl, she came in, she brought all these art supplies. They made me this personalized banner.
So Child Life came and decorated it to make it a unicorn because she likes unicorns. So they went the extra mile to help her take these situations, to take her mind off of it and make her feel more confident that things were gonna be okay. And it was okay to have a role later, it was temporary. But to her, it didn't seem like that, but they made it fun. So we're at a point now where we're trying to just figure it out with genetics. She has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, she has celiac disease, she has scoliosis, several different things going on. They could all be connected, but the cause is unknown. If there is, what is one thing that's causing all of this, I guess. I'm very proud of Riley because I feel like Riley is a warrior.